You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
Yeah, you're right. It's Wally. There's no rain, Will. You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally. Will T and Ray, they're out. But you know what? I'm here to man the show. We have a big show today, so I'm not going to be long-winded. Hey, Will T, you know you're not here. I need you to do what you always do.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
Here are our topics. Redskins reporter Donna Hopkins from Tony McGee's Pro Football Plus will join me to discuss if the Washington Redskins should make a play for Dez Bryant. At the 10-minute mark, I'll have Mike Harge, co-host of The Bottom Line on iHeartRadio AM 1300 The Zone in Austin, Texas, to talk about Dez Bryant. Finally, at the 20-minute mark, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But first, right now, we have Donna Hopkins on the line. Donna, what's going on?
Morning, Wally. You know, it's always an interesting offseason when you're talking about the Redskins, but they've been kind of a little quiet.
Yeah, they've been low-key. You know, now everybody tries to link another player to the Washington Redskins. You know, okay, the Redskins should get this player. They should get that. Right now, it's Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant right now is hot in the market. That's the player that everybody wants to – well, it seems like a lot of Redskins fans want to go at. What do you think about Dez Bryant?
Can you believe – let me just say this – that the Redskins fans are almost like beating down the door saying, we want Dez Bryant here. True Redskins do not want Cowboys players, no matter who they are. So let me just say that. And haven't the Redskins had enough Dallas Cowboys – players come here that did not work out? Marcus Washington.
That's a good point.
Washington.
I know you're talking about James Washington.
Yeah, James Washington. Mm-hmm. And then Deion Sanders when he was on his way out. And the list goes on and on. And they just signed, a corner, which Dallas didn't even want him. It's almost like it's interesting that the Redskins got him. But let's go back to Dez Bryant. I'm not taking and I'm speaking literally on his ability. Now,
okay.
If they really wanted to keep Dez Bryant, they would have kept him. But it was a money situation that they did not keep him. And you know, over the last probably 2 or 3 years, his abilities as the receiver of what he could do, the speed, the getting open and all that, is not there anymore. But not taking away that he can still play this game and he can still help a team. But for the Washington Redskins, he could come in here and probably produce.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is, I think that he would hurt this team more so. First of all, the Redskins are not going to pay him the money.
Oh, no.
And the Cowboys were so cold in letting him go at this stage of free agency when everybody else had already put out the money for the receivers and the big names. So if Dallas thought that they were going to not sign him back, they should have let him go at the beginning of free agency because his money options would have been better. But for the Redskins to even consider putting out the money that he probably wants and to end up signing him is too great for the other needs that they need on this team right here. So I would say that as much as the Redskins fans are rallying for the Redskins to sign Dez Bryant, they should run the other way because, I mean, literally they should because the Redskins don't have the big names per se as far as Dez Bryant, and they bought, Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson, all those players. But you don't need named players to be productive in the NFL. And we know that the Redskins struggle in that passing area because they don't go down the field long anyway. So a Dez Bryant would be a good player within the 10-yard line mark because he does catch touchdowns and so forth. So, and that's an area in the red zone that the Redskins have problems. But when you look at their roster right now, you got a Jameson Crowder, which makes sure the Redskins are going to have to decide on what they're going to do with him because it's his contract. Jameson is a young receiver, and Dez Bryant is at that last stage of his older, that last stage. He's smart, he's savvy as a receiver and all that, but we know that he's lost a step. So do you want to kind of like go with a player that you bring him in here and all the personality situations that come with a Dash Bryant too, and that you have to kind of like babysit him, you know, at different times? Do you want that kind of person here with all the baggage that comes with him being here? Not taking anything away from, he could help this team some, but I think that the Redskins will be okay with what they got with the Alex Smith at the end now, because Jamison Crowder, I mean, last year was just a year that he was injured.
That was a bad year.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, a bad year. But we know that he's got talent, because the year before, and it was injuries that prevented him. He was out of training camp, most of training camp in Richmond. So you lose that type of work in training camp, and then you're still nicked as you're coming into preseason. Then it was hard for him to get up to speed and be the kind of receiver that we know that he is. And Josh Dotson, this is a young receiver. Having a Dash Bryant come here, would that help him? It's just so many balls to go around. And, you know, everybody's wanting that. And Dash wants to be the starter. Well, you're not going to start from a lot of teams anymore. You're probably going to be the backup receiver right now. And so Dotson, will this hammer his development if you get a Dash Bryant that comes in here? And you're trying to develop a Dotson, get more balls in his hands, and then you've got another player that you got to think about, because you know he wants the ball too. And then you know you got Brian Quick, and you know they got some receivers that
Robert
Maurice Harris,
Robert. I'm having a moment. Robert Davis, the young kid they drafted out of Georgia State.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, and Jordan Reed, you know, you got Jordan Reed, as far as if he can stay healthy, will make a difference, because that's another guy that's going to get a lot of balls thrown his way, too. So when you think about who they've got at the wide receiver position, they can manage with what they got. You know, and the draft is coming up. And if you're trying to build this team for the future, Dash Bryant is not going to be your future of the Redskins. He's going to be a person that comes in here for a year or maybe 2 years, and then you're trying to develop that receiving core again. So I would say you work with what you got right now, because the receivers that they got right now can play, really. And Paul Richardson, you got him. So this is a guy that's really good, too. So you got Dotson, Richardson, and Crowder will probably be your core receivers, and then the other people working their way in. And you know, the Redskins need to get a running game, and they need to run the ball more, along with, I think, the development of the receivers to come. So I would say that Dash Bryant, like I said, you should run the other way. He does not need to come here in Washington, and I don't know these fans. I'm like, are you kidding me?
See, Donna, you know, we usually agree, right? This is where we're going to disagree. Because I'm one of them old school fans that kind of looks at Dez Bryant. Because when I look at this, well, okay, so I'm let you go to my way of thinking for this, for Dez Bryant. So back in the 90s, early 90s, right, 91, 92, and even let's go within the last couple of seasons. But I mean, before when DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon left, those two guys, like, the Redskins are, to me, are missing that fiery wide receiver, like a guy with passion. Like, I love Dotson. We talked about Dotson. I love Dotson. I think Dotson has the ability to be a great wide receiver. I really do. I saw him in TCU.
But he's not going to be that vocal person.
He's not. And I think that the Redskins, they're missing that person. They're missing that person with the dog mentality. Garçon had that dog mentality. I've even said before that I prefer DeSean Jackson instead of Garçon. But when you look at this wide receiving core, everybody in the wide receiver room is like a nice guy. Like, they're just quiet. They're nice guys. They're guys like, you know what? You're a good guy. You know what I mean? You're quiet. You're not fiery. You're not complaining about anything on the sideline. You know a guy, and a guy that I grew up watching, I love this dude, and Gary Clark. And I don't see no wide receiver on this team like a Gary Clark. And I'm not even talking about the talent, because Gary Clark was talented. He would go up the middle. He had the passion and everything. But his passion, nobody on this wide receiving core that we have now has that type of dog in him. And when you look at Dez Bryant, I agree. Like, I've always criticized. I'm not going to be hypocritical about Dez Bryant. I've always stated it. One, Dez Bryant's route running is atrocious to me. Like, it's atrocious. But what I do like about Dez Bryant that none of these wide receivers bring to the table is that when he gets his hands on the ball, you need 3 to 5 people to bring that man down, because his passion and his want to, like, to get the extra yard, this team don't have.
But look, are you remembering the old Dez Bryant or the current Dez Bryant? Because the person that you're talking about is that person that it used to be. I mean, in the red zone, I would still think his abilities are still there. But Dez does not get open. If you watched his abilities the last 2 years, he was not the same Dez Bryant. Oh. And I think that we got to remember that. I hear what you're saying about the dog mentality. You need that. I just need somebody to be able to catch the ball. No. You can be quiet, but the thing with Dez is that you have to remember the player that he is right now. He's not going to get off the line of scrimmage and or lose anybody or anything like that. But if you're going to use him, it's going to be in the red zone situations like that. That's where his strength is right now. But do you want to sacrifice all the other receivers that you got coming? See, the problem to me is it's not the receivers here in Washington. It's the problem. It's their offense and their offensive scheme.
Yeah.
You're like Gary and I was talking during the last season. He said the Redskins are not going to go long most of the time. We kept saying they need to open up this offense and mix it up and go long. They're going 5, 10 yards, 15 at max. That's not going to open up your offense. And so the receivers that they got right now with the Alex Smith, what would Alex Smith bring to this team that Cousins didn't bring to this team as far as offensively and being able to utilize these receivers that are there right now? And guess what? You might get a diamond in the rough out of the draft. You're building for the future.
I agree. Like, I've never, like, so my thing about Dez Bryant, and we just got a tweet from my man George listening to the show. He said, Donna's right. So I want you to make sure you know that someone says, Donna, you're right. but, like, my thing about Dez Bryant, I agree with everything you said. I told you, I think his route running is bad. I'm going to say that. I think he doesn't have the same speed as me. He doesn't get off the line of scrimmage as well as he used to. But the thing that he brings to the table, and which I do respect with Jay Gruden, I think a lot of people don't respect Jay Gruden's offensive mind compared to others. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, he made Kirk, even with Sean McVay too, they made Kirk Cousins money. They made Colt McCoy look like a good quarterback to a point that everybody complains about Colt McCoy being a starting quarterback. Jay Gruden can get people open. You know, he can do that. And I like what you said about Alex Smith. Alex Smith too, at the same time, is a guy that you'll see. I think you'll see. You'll see Jordan Reed ball out because Alex Smith's always played well with tight ends. You'll see Vernon Davis ball out. And you'll see Crowder. This is what I do believe. I think Crowder with Alex Smith is going to be even better. I think with Alex Smith, Crowder is going to be even better. I agree with you. I get your point. I guess this is my thing. I get your point with, like, don't hinder the other wide receivers. But this is my thing, too, at the same time. If you letting Dez Bryant hinder you, then you ain't an alpha dog to me. Like, you can't – if Dez Bryant is going to bother your progression – then you don't got it to me. And I think, I have all faith in Dotson. I have it. So I think Dotson should be good if Dez Bryant was on the field with them anyway.
But I'm not talking about the players per se letting Dez hinder them. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the offensive play calling is going to only be able to put a ball in so many receivers' hands.
I'm with you.
So the problem in the last years with their running game over the years is that until Everett Morris left, Alfred Morris was the running back. He was going to get at least 20 touches a game. But when they started dancing around with, okay, you're going to come in there, whatever. Mm-hmm. It was like three different running backs back there that they never got a feel where you didn't even get a feel of the running game. So if you got the wide receiver position that way where you're trying to get the ball to everybody, it's going to disrupt the offense a little bit where you're trying to figure out this guy is our guy, whatever. Like Deshaun Jackson, do you think he was going to come in and out of the offense a lot when he was in Philadelphia?
No, but
you've got to be able to let the – if you're trying to develop these players to be your wide receivers to get – because Dotson – my gosh, last year we got to see flashes of how great he can be.
Yeah,
and then Crowder, we already know from the season before. So if you're developing these players to be that, and they've got better speed than Dak Bryant does right now, and then you got the wide they use their tight end so much in Washington that with Jordan Reed, if you got a healthy Jordan Reed, let's just paint a pretty picture that if we could ever have Jordan Reed be healthy for a whole season again, and then you got Dotson, Crowder, and Richardson, what do you need more for?
That's true.
You got the core of your receivers right there that can create problems for a defense.
I'm not high on Richardson. So are you high on Richardson? Because I look at Richardson just like everybody looked at Terrell Pryor. Because I don't know enough about Richardson, to be honest with you. I've seen him play, and I know there's a small sample size, but in the grand scheme of things, like, I can't hold my hat on Paul Richardson. Because I'll put it this way. We don't even know if he's better than Terrell Pryor, because Terrell Pryor, at least in Cleveland, put 1,000 yards and hit 1,000-yard season. Richardson hasn't even done that.
Well, look, Terrell Pryor did what for Washington last
year?
Nothing. I mean, he was brilliant. I saw him in training camp down in Richmond. I was like, oh, man, he was eating. I mean, he was eating up the corners and everything. Breland, he was like, you know, that's the reason why I got in fight down there.
Yeah, I heard
and
about
I was
that.
Like, oh, man, he's going to be awesome. and then get on the field during regular season and came bust the grape. So come on. It's almost like, you know, these Richardson, I heard great things about him. Mm-hmm. They said that, you know, that when a lot of people heard, even Dallas fans heard that Richardson was coming to Washington, they said, oh, man, wish he would have come here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's got more of an upside. The thing about Pryor, I'm not going to, you know, take away his abilities to become a good receiver because he's a big target and whatever, mm-hmm. and he's still learning. I think people have to remember that he's trying to be developed into a receiver, and he doesn't like to come across the middle, and it was like, oh, nah, I'm dancing right here because I ain't trying to get hit and cream, but he's still learning the position, and as soon as he learns it where he's really comfortable in it, he will be a good target for somebody. He just did not work well in the Washington offense
mm-hmm.
for many reasons, not just him, but coaching scheme and quarterback the whole nine yards. And I think that the Redskins offense could be much better,
mm-hmm.
which, like you said, the coaching staff made Kirk be better because they knew his abilities as far as they played it safe with him to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm. No,
but Alex Smith, they can be a little wide open more so with him.
No, I totally agree. You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene. We have Donna Hopkins from Tony McGee's Pro Football Plus. Donna, before I let you go, you have wonderful things going on for you, especially with this book and whatnot. Can you speak about this book?
Yeah, my book is coming out on this coming Thursday, April the 19th. Been writing it for the last 8 years because I wanted to give people a good measurement of what it takes to get to the other side of whatever you may go through. And that's the name of my book, is Getting to the Other Side of Victory. So many times, no matter, you know, people go through things in life, whether it's sickness, loss of a parent, whatever it may be, the job, you know, divorce and all of those things, loss of kids and, you know, those, that they get stuck in moving forward after they've gone through so many things. So I always believe that no matter what you go through, you can always get to the other side of getting past those things. You just have to learn what you have to do to tap into getting to the other side. So I believe this book that I wrote is going to be able to help a lot of people get through anything that they may go through in life. So I'm excited for it to come out. You know, the boxes were delivered to my door, and sometimes when I look at the fact that I wrote a book, it's a shock in itself. Because if people knew my story as far as, and this is the thing, if they knew my story about what I've gone through, they'll realize that this book was written first for me to get through some of life's misfortunes in getting to the other side. So I'm hoping this book will be one that people will pick up, and they could go to my website now at, you know, DonnaJHopkins.com, and it's also on Amazon now, so they could reach out there, and I believe it. That people should pick that up, that book, if not for themselves. Everybody knows somebody that's gone through something or may need to have that kick, that inspirational kick or that kick in life to get them going again and moving forward, because You should never cheat yourself out of living life to the fullest.
Well, Donna, thanks again for being on. You know, I'm going to be at the launch party, so you already know. Appreciate you,
Donna.
All
right, cool, Vince. All right. And Donna. No dance grind.
No dance grind. All right, Donna.
All right.
All right,
bye.
Again, that's Donna Hopkins from the Tony McGee's for Tony McGee's Pro Football Plus. A great lady, awesome lady. Really appreciate her and whatnot. Mike Harge from the Bottom Line on AM 1300, The Zone, up in Austin, Texas, will join me to talk about Dez Bryant after the break. You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene for Aegis. You dig? Deuces.
If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the store, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move.
You are listening to All Skins, everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally, Ray and Will T are out. Right now, we have new friend to the show, Mike Harge, co-host of The Bottom Line on iHeartRadio AM 1300, The Zone. What's up, Mike?
What's going down, fellas?
Nothing much. First off, this is pretty cool. You got a Redskins personality here with a Cowboys personality. Like, we're breaking bread right now. This is groundbreaking.
Yeah, this is something that's not cool, but it is cool. You feel me?
I feel you. It's like the best of both worlds going on right now, man. So,
right.
So down here, I want to ask this question before we get into like the nitty gritty of things. Like down here, there's a lot of Dallas Cowboys fans. Over there in Texas, is there a lot of Washington Redskins fans?
There's a few. I mean, you know, everybody comes out of the woodworks from time to time. Where I am right now, there's a couple people that run a couple restaurants down here that that have a big Washington Redskins backing. So, you know, you could go back and forth all the time, but, you know, 9 times out of 10, there's Cowboys fans everywhere.
And ain't that the truth? Here, they mob this area here. You'd be surprised. Like, FedEx Stadium, when there's a home game, there's a bunch of Cowboy fans. And I'm talking about homegrown Cowboy fans here. It's not like they're from Texas. I mean, they're from the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area located here. Cowboys,
right.
Yeah. I think they spiked their parents. I think most of their parents were diehard Redskins fans, and out of spite, they decided to be Cowboy fans. That's just my opinion.
Well, I got one even better than that.
All right.
So everybody in my family are Cowboys fans.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 9-year-old son that has been a Philadelphia Eagles fan since he came out, and I can't even understand that.
No, that's amazing.
But, you know, I got to let my man roll with what he likes.
Yeah, Donovan McNabb the quarterback back then or Michael Vick?
It was Vick.
That's
was
why. Vick. There you go. I already know why.
Yeah. Yep. You already know.
All right. So Mike, obviously, Dez Bryant was released by the Dallas Cowboys last week. What happened? What really happened with the Dez Bryant situation?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it was a business decision. You know, my co-host, Chip Brown, has always said when he retires or whenever he gets fired from the job, he wants to work for Daniel Snyder. So it's the exact same thing, because Daniel Snyder will fire somebody and still end up having to pay him.
True.
You know, forever. Mm-hmm. You know, you're still making money on the Daniel Snyder, and you ain't played for him for 10 years. It's kind of the same thing with Jerry Jones. And I think as the years have gone on, I think Jerry has gotten to the point now where he's like, you know, he's still the figurehead, but Stephen Jones is making the actual business decisions now. And it was strictly business. Mm-hmm. It was strictly business. His productivity has gone down. I'm a Dez fan. I think he's still got something left, and I think he's still got something to prove. But when it comes down to the business side of things, it was time for them to make that move.
So what would you say to the people that are out there saying that Dez lost the step? What would you say to them?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt about it. After he had his injury, he has lost the step. Okay. He's not that explosive player that he once was. But the one thing that I will say is, you know, the best motivating factor is people giving up on you.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we've all been through challenges. We've all been through situations. We've all had people give up on us.
True, true.
You know, and Dez has an opportunity now to rectify his life, his persona in the NFL. But the one thing I've always, since this whole thing has happened, since this whole offseason has happened, I've sat there and said, why now, Dez, are you going to a quote-unquote route guru?
True.
And everybody's always talking about the whole thing. And what I've come to the conclusion is you only go to a route guru if you're willing to make a change. And Larry Fitzgerald made a change with his career, and he's continued to ball out. And I think, in my mind, the best move for Dez would be to move into the slot. He's strong. He's powerful. He's in the best shape of his life. But I compared it on our show, I compared it to a relationship. It's like you're in love, and then all of a sudden the relationship, you feel like things are different, and you know that the relationship's about to be over, but now you want to change? Come on, man. It don't work like that.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Team, right? We are talking with Mike Harge from the Bottom Line on iHeartRadio AM 1300 The Zone. So, you know, you hear a lot of good things about Dez Bryant in the locker room. Was he that positive in the locker room in terms of the players?
Well, I mean, like anything else, you're going to always have some people that like you. You're going to have some people that hate you. I mean, you deal with your show every single day. You probably get people calling in and being like, you don't know what you're talking about. You ain't doing this. You ain't doing that. It's the same thing. You always going to have those people that you are cool with. You probably got some coworkers that you like, all right, I'm cool with you, but I ain't finna kick it with you later. You know, as long as when you come into that office and you're ready to put in work and we all got one common goal, and that is to win and be the best at what we do, then you don't really have to be liked by everybody in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to be able to work together. And I think sometimes, too, you know, let's be honest, everybody is a prima donna. Everybody thinks
that. Especially the wide receiver.
Everybody wants.
Especially the wide receiver.
You've had a bunch of them down there. You've had a bunch of them down there.
Of course.
You know? And that's the biggest thing. So the locker room has always been one of those places where Dez can come in. And if you know Dez, you ride with him. If you don't want to know Dez, you not ride with him. I think he's had a great relationship with the media.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's had a great relationship with his teammates. But I think at the end of the day, there's a lot of noise. And if your productivity falls off, people don't have time to tolerate the noise anymore.
Oh, I agree. I still think he has a lot left in the tank. I've liked Dez Bryant ever since Oklahoma State. I was just upset that he was drafted by Dallas Cowboys. So we have I'm keeping it 100. We have a lot of fans here that want Dez Bryant in DC. Would he be a good fit here?
I think he would, because, you know, he's obviously been humbled. And I think wherever he decides to go, or wherever, whatever team gets him, I think he's at that place where his whole thought is to erase the thoughts that everybody's giving him. You know, everybody's looking at him as a failure. They're looking at him as somebody that has lost the step, as you mentioned when we first started.
Mm-hmm.
I think now everybody's looking at the fact of, okay, what exactly is Dez Bryant? I think he's a monster. I think he is ready, but I think the Cowboys have awoken him.
Yeah.
Because now he's focused. Like I said, he's in the best shape. I mean, you can look at all his videos right now on the work that he's putting in, and that's strictly to prove people wrong. So would he fit with you guys in D.C.? I'm going to say nope. And the reason being because I don't want to see that monster again.
Twice a year.
Twice. And that's his goal.
Yeah.
And that is his goal. He wants to be here to go. He wants to be in D.C. to go at the Cowboys twice a year. You know, I've heard the Giants are you know, he wants to go to New York and hang out there with Odell. I don't think that's a good fit because you can't put those two guys in the same locker room. You probably could, but ego-wise, I don't know if there's enough football to go around. In D.C., I think he could because he's used to battling Josh Norman,
and I think
those two, iron sharpens iron,
mm-hmm.
and I think both of them will bring the best out of each other. So, do I think he could play there? Absolutely. Do I want him to play there? Hell to the nah.
No, I like that Josh Norman tidbit you included because, you know, they both have a business relationship. You know, it's funny how they started off beefing in terms of, you know, on the field, and now you see them doing commercials together on the low. So it's kind of hilarious how that's kind of worked out. And I think Josh Norman, from what I hear, is a fan of having Dez Bryant. I mean, if having Dez Bryant on his team, if the Redskins decide to go that route. It doesn't look like it right now, but a lot of fans here want Dez Bryant because you mentioned prima donnas. This team had Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson, and those guys were, like, talkative. Those guys demanded for the football. And Dez Bryant is what I call a better Pierre Garçon, obviously, but he's somebody that the Redskins would kind of – they kind of need because they don't have that receiver that has a dog-like mentality. Josh Dotson, who played in TCU, and people from that area may, you know, recognize Josh Dotson, what he did in college. But he's such a quiet kid, and he still has all the ability in the world. You look at what he can do on the football field, but he doesn't have a dog mentality. When you have Dez Bryant, you got a guy that you could take a five-yard pass, and it's going to take like 20 defensive players to bring that man down because he just has the heart of a dog.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, I've seen it. I mean, he's the all-time leader in touchdowns for the Dallas Cowboys, and big play after big play. I mean, people are going to talk about his drops, and people are going to talk about, you know, he didn't look like he worked hard. That's a lie. He worked hard all the time. Did he have a bunch of drops? Absolutely. But if you break down film and look at where the drops came and how they came about, and you start looking at passes and routes and all that stuff. He's never been a guy that created separation. Never.
Agreed.
Tony Romo would throw him the ball and he would outfight everybody for the ball.
Mm-hmm.
That is how Dez made his mark. Is that something that could happen there with you guys? Absolutely. But again, I don't know what exactly everybody's looking for in that position at this time.
Well, man, it was great to have you on the show. Before I let you go, Mike, can you tell the folks about your radio show and what you and how they can get you on social media or even on the web?
Yeah, I'm on we're at iHeartMedia. We do a morning show. I do a morning show Monday through Friday with my co-host Chip Brown. Everybody can follow us on Twitter. At they call me Hardball Hards because I played baseball for a long time. So
awesome.
My Twitter is at Hardball Hards. And my buddy Chip Brown, his is at Chip Brown 24/7. But we're on every morning 6 to 9. So on iHeartRadio, you can download the app and you can find us anywhere.
Well, Mike, then thanks for being on. I appreciate you. Again, you know, for Dallas Cowboy personality, you're pretty cool, man.
I appreciate it, brother. Hey, I'll come on anytime you want me to talk about them Redskins.
Oh, we can do that. We could definitely do that. All right, Mike. Thanks again,
man. All right, man. I appreciate it. All right. Thank y'all. Y'all be easy.
Take me easy. Thank you. Again, that's Mike Harge from The Bottom Line on iHeartRadio AM 1300 The Zone. But anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yao Shu a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rotten.
some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again, like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a. Your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Background don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I've been through probably offend you, this is Barla's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the f*** you heard? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff on a pleading case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy.
This is why I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
I live a better life. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the mecca, emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you.
All right, we're back. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. I'm Wally, your host. Will T and Ray are out. I know I'm doing the show solo, but it's all good, man. The Urban Sports Scene, we wrapping things for ages, you dig? All right, make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Just search All Skins Everything. And make sure you rate us and leave us a comment. That's much appreciated. And it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us or just leave us a message. Here's the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We will feature it on the show. Here is the topic for discussion. It's all about the Dez Bryant situation. You see the theme with the show. It's all about Dez Bryant. Should the Redskins target Dez Bryant? We didn't get any calls, but we do have Facebook comments. We posted on our Facebook page. My man Jeff Walter said yes, so he can get on NBC4 as a Wednesday child. I'm not familiar with that. I'm really not familiar with that, but that just sounds hilarious. George Templeton on our Facebook page said, it was interesting to hear Jim Miller and Pat Kerwin on Sirius XM NFL radio make a case for the Redskins to sign Dez Bryant, but I can't see it with an organization as dysfunctional as this one. The coach is not in a strong position, and the quarterback that's never had to deal with a diva wide receiver like this, it isn't a good fit. That's a good way of looking at it. Alex Smith has never dealt with a diva. Some would say Michael Crabtree is a diva-ish type of wide receiver. He played with Michael Crabtree in San Francisco. But it's a good point. Lewis Coleman said, I want to say no so bad, but yes, I can't deny his talent. And that threesome with Dotson and Richardson, man. On the other hand, money-wise, I wouldn't want to do it. But to compete with Philly and the Rams, yes, the Rams, we need to improve on offense exponentially. Yeah, I agree. I think you see what the Rams are doing, especially the Rams are all in. They're like the old Washington Redskins. Alina Grant says yes. Lex Taylor, what's up, Lex, says yes. My man Dwight Golson says hell no. And Dwayne Bumpass says yes. I mean, so more yeses than no. I'm on the side of getting this. You heard me talk to Don. I'm more on the side of getting Dez, only because again that like Dez is a talent. He's got that Pierre Garçon animal, and this team misses Pierre Garçon, and Dez has that. I'm gonna take a 5-yard pass, and I'm gonna fight for every yard I can get, and maybe I can get a touchdown or get the 10 yards. The Redskins don't have that dog in them at the moment because everybody else is pretty quiet. They don't have that animal in them. Again, I'm a believer in Josh Dotson, but I just don't see anybody on the team with that animal in them at this point in time. They don't have that dude. So hopefully they make a play. I would love to make a play at this. They don't. Hopefully the wide receivers they do have, pan out. Again, thanks for listening to the Urban Sports Scene. Thanks for listening to us. We appreciate you again, man. Just tweet us. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter. Anyway, you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. For Aegis, you dig? Deuces. Hey, Mecca, lead us out, big homie.
Swag.